Thank you for taking time with us on the Building Texas show today. We're visiting with Tex Toler from Glen Rose, Texas, and I'm excited to hear all about what's going on in Glen Rose today.
Hey, good morning, Justin. Thanks for having me.
If
Well,
you,
there's a lot going on.
I see that. I see it in the news, and I see it in everything that you're putting out into the world. But how did you find yourself in Glen Rose, Texas?
Well, after a big chunk of my career being in tourism and economic development, a friend of mine called me and said, "Hey, Tex, you know so many folks in the tourism industry and have been in it so long. Glen Rose is looking for a tourism director. And so if you've got anybody in mind, send them our way." And oh, I don't know. Several years ago, when I was working for the ad agency that had the state of Texas tourism account, I did a series of tourism workshops around the state. One of them was here in Glen Rose, and I always thought it was just such a gem of a little town, and always also thought that it had never met its full potential. And so as I pondered people that I thought I might send this way, I thought, you know what? I think I need to take a trip to Glen Rose and check it out again. So I did a kind of a secret shopper trip and came here and looked it around and just thought, yeah, I want to take this on. You know, the old Monty Python, "I'm not dead yet" scene from, Holy Grail.
Oh, yeah.
I that's what I thought. I thought, hey, I'm long in the tooth in this industry, but I've still got something to give, and I want to do it. So here I am.
Well, and for people listening that don't know where Glen Rose, Texas is, where how would you describe where Glen Rose is?
Well, we're about an hour, maybe not even a full hour from the southwest part of Fort Worth. We're probably a good hour from the center of Fort Worth, but we're definitely west of the 98th meridian, which is, as they've said for years, Fort Worth where the west begins, and folks kid Dallas where the east peters out. So we're also in an area that looks just like the Texas Hill Country. It's rolling. There are rolling hills. There are clear rivers. The two rivers that run through here, the Paluxy and the Brazos, both run very clear. Lots of limestone outcroppings, and of course the famous limestone embedded dinosaur tracks, which has we built our fame on that. Dinosaur capital of Texas. But it's we're the north, I guess we're probably the northernmost part of the Edwards Plateau, which is that geographic region that looks like and is considered part of the Hill Country.
Well, that sounds like a great opportunity for people to get out of the suburbs of Dallas and Fort Worth and come out and really explore the dinosaur tracks and everything else Glen Rose does. I noticed that you had the International Texas Longhorn Association Week earlier in the month, and that caught our attention. And Glen Rose, Texas, hosting Texas Longhorn sounds like a great week of celebration there.
It was their 35th annual championship show, and the fact that they were headquartered here in Glen Rose surprised me when I got here. I did not know that. We already had the mantle of dinosaur capital of Texas because of the dinosaur tracks in the Paluxy River. We were the Bluegrass Festival named by the legislature back in 1982 because of the big Paluxy Music Festival that they would have here every year. We were the Petrified Wood Capital of Texas, which I guess fits in with the dinosaurs and fossils, and you'd figure, yeah, everything else that was fossilized back then, the big trees were too. But we were also the Moonshine Capital of Texas, the biggest moonshine raid in the country happened in 1925, right here on the square. But I had no idea that we were the home of the International Texas Longhorn Association. And when I heard that, I thought it was a reference to the University of Texas Longhorns. And I thought, why would it be in Glen Rose and not in Austin? And then someone told me that, no, it's the Longhorn. They're the keepers of the pure genetic breed of the original, you know, Spanish origin Longhorns. And there are many big ranches around Somerville County and Glen Rose with Longhorns. But the headquarters here, I thought, wow, that's worth promoting because the Longhorn is so iconic, and also it is so important to Texas history. And essentially, it is the sole reason that Texas came out of the Depression after the Civil War, because the country was growing and the rest of the country needed beef. And the Longhorn breed was so tough and hardy, and they started moving it northward to the railroads in Kansas and beyond up into Montana, and then of course to the cattle yards in Chicago to feed a growing nation. And that in turn motivated the railroad tycoons to connect the Intercontinental Railroad to the West Coast. And of course, the gold rush had already started out in California in the 1840s and 50s. And so connecting the railroad and getting beef out there to a California that was growing. So one could argue that the Texas Longhorn contributed to the manifest destiny of the United States and the settling of the West. It was such a huge part. So to have that headquartered here in Glen Rose and it not be capitalized, I thought, I'm going to take this on and do it. So I wanted to see what I could do to help promote that and take advantage of it and hang our hat on that legacy.
Well, it is quite the legacy, and you all had a great turnout for that event. I know your convention center there really is highlighted the rodeo history, the livestock history, and everything around the Texas Longhorn. So it was great to see so many families come out and enjoy Glen Rose in that way. What do you see happening over towards the end of the year, the next 90 days? What's happening in Glen Rose? I imagine it's an exciting place during the holidays.
Well, it is. We got the city to proclaim that week of the International Longhorn Show, which brought in thousands of people. It also they were represented, let's see, 15 different countries and 44 of the United States. For Longhorn breeders and showers and buyers. So that brought a lot of attention to Glen Rose. And as we move toward the holiday season, Glen Rose has built its reputation on the nativity scenes around town. Of course, we have all the little dinosaur replicas. I think there's over 150 scattered around town. And the different businesses decorate them, you know, according to their logos or their colors or themes. And so that's a lot, that's fun. And mixing, you know, it's the old, which of these objects is not like the other when you're mixing dinosaurs and Christmas and nativity scenes, but it's going to be fun.
It sounds like a great weekend. And the nativity scenes, are those like life-size nativity scenes, or how would you describe what that really looks like?
There's all different kinds. And we have, if for the folks that have never been to Glen Rose, it is a really picturesque Norman Rockwell-like town, typical town square with a historic courthouse in the center square, surrounded by a little bit of a lawn and some trees, and then surrounded by historic buildings. And it's photogenic. It's quiet, and as you mentioned earlier, being so close to the Metroplex, to Fort Worth and Dallas, Glenrose enjoys a situation where it seems a whole lot further away than it is. So you don't have to travel that far to feel like you're away from everything. It's quiet. The river runs a block away from the historic square. Most people don't see it when they're driving through town, or especially on Highway 67, which is above us. So they don't drop down into this little valley. And one of my goals is to get the signage and wayfinding better so that people can find us down here and hopefully support our businesses without overrunning us with the traffic that bugs everybody in the big towns. So if I'm successful, it's going to be finding that magic balance of attracting more customers who can enjoy the place without it being overrun like some of these tourist towns.
Well, Tex, it's great to get to know Glenrose in the way that we have this morning. I think you have exciting stuff coming up at the end of the year. What do you want our listeners to take away from this conversation when they think of Glenrose? What should they be picturing in their mind?
Well, with our assets around here, with the two rivers, Fossil Rim Wildlife Center, the Dinosaur Valley State Park, and Dinosaur World, there's so much natural beauty around here. Like I say, we're in this little pocket of protected landscape that is not overbuilt. Our new tagline is on the doorstep of nature. And I think that fits in with it. And we're in the footsteps of the dinosaurs. And our new website's going to be coming up here pretty soon, exploreglenrose.com. We'll launch that, and it'll really portray the place in the manner in which it needs to be.
Well, we're excited to be on the lookout for your new website, exploreglenrose.com. And then
Thanks.
I'm scheduling my trip up there. I'm excited to come see it. And Tex, we appreciate everything you're doing and taking a few minutes with us this morning.
Hey, thank you for giving me the opportunity, and I'll give you the personal tour when you get here. Just let me know.
Sounds good.